Good morning. And we're dealing with the other dilemma. So which other is the other, if you excuse the pun? So we said the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say that the other base is the correct other, and the extra month, as it were, is other Aleph. So the bar mitzvah is that he has the status of bar mitzvah is only in other base. There is an opinion of one of the early Achronim, the Marash HaLevi says that the Adar Aleph is the Iker month, and Adar Beis is not the Iker month. So this, therefore, the Bar Mitzvah for a person who's born in a Shana Pshishuta, 13 years later, the year is a Muberis, his Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah does not even quote the Marash HaLevi's opinion. The Shari Tshuva does mention it. He points out that there's multiple Tshuvas who say not like this Marash HaLevi. And the Ramah says explicitly that we keep the other bays as the appropriate time. Shulchan Aruch does not discuss it. We assume that Shulchan Aruch agrees with that concept. And the Pichadosh says that that brings rayas to the Ramah Shita, and it seems to me that we ignore the Marash HaLevi. However, can't ignore him totally. So, because of the Chumrah of the Marash HaLevi, there are people which are knowing that we have to be machmir to give the child the status of an adult, ready from utter Aleph. However, we cannot be mitzvah him to a minion. Any of those possibilities until he reaches utter base. He can't lane, he can't do anything which would allow him to be much of the tzibur, because most opinions hold he's not permitted till utter base. Okay. In the parentheses, the Chayalim disagrees with the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham's opinion is the case of a child is born in a Shana Muberis in the first Adar, and the year of his Bar Mitzvah is also Shana Muberis. His Bar Mitzvah is in the second Adar, according to the Magen Avraham. And the Chayalim is paskin not like him, and that's the Iker Psak of most poskim, not like the Magen Avraham. Okay, now the Chayalim deals with a scenario of months having more or less days. The 2 months which can change their amount of days are the months of Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev, both of them can either be 29 days or 30 days. The normal cycle of the year, with the exception of those 2 months, is that 1 month has 29 days, 1 month has 30 days. So, for example, Nisan has 30 days, and Iyar has 29 days. Sivan has 30 days, Tammuz has 29. Av has 30, Elul has 29. Tishrei has 30. So those two, that's the normal cycle. The exceptions are Cheshvan. Based on the way we just said it, we'd expect Cheshvan to have 29 days, and Kislev to have 30. Tishrei has 30. So Cheshvan, the next month, should have 29. And Kislev, which the next month, should have 30. And Tevis should have 29, which it does. And Shvat has 30. And Adar has 29. So that seems to be the cycle. However, we can have three possibilities. One is, like we just said, that Cheshvan has 29 and Kislev has 30. That's called a year which is Kisidrat, which is in the normal pattern. But we could also have a year which is a year which both only have 29 days. It's called a Chaser. The year is missing a little bit. Or both could have, both Cheshvan and Kislev could have 30 days, and that's called a Sholem, a complete year. It has all of the months have 30. Those months, both months have 30 days. Now this plays out by a bar mitzvah. You have a situation where a child is born on Lamed Cheshvan or Lamed Kislev, and the year that he is bar mitzvah, there's no Lamed Cheshvan or there's no Lamed Kislev. So when it says Bar Mitzvah, Amishan Allah Biyam Echo Alp the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, the only time we keep 2 days Rosh Chodesh is when a month has 30 days. So we say the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, what we're saying is there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, we're saying that there was a Lamed Cheshvan and a Aleph Kislev. So there was he was born on that first day, which is he was born on Lamed Cheshvan. Kushanasa Bar Mitzvah, Cheshvan Chaser. When he came Bar Mitzvah, Cheshvan only had 39 days, excuse me, only had 29 days. Rosh Chodesh Ene Elo Yemechot, Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day. Aleph Kislev. Alpha Gav de Be'emes, Yem Aleph de Rosh Chodesh, Hu Shaykh Le Cheshvan. So we could argue, he was born on the last day of Cheshvan. So 13 years later, the last day of Cheshvan, he's Bar Mitzvah. Because that day was called Aleph Rosh Chodesh, but really what it is, it's Lamed Cheshvan. Komokim Lenasa Bar Mitzvah, Bechav Tes Le Cheshvan, El Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So he becomes Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Kislev. There's one or two more points I want to say about this, but we'll talk about it next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.